Today, we'd like to see the title of the contrast between the ungodly people and the godly people in the book of Psalm chapter 36, verses 1 to 12. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, for he flatters himself in his own eyes, when he finds out his iniquity, and when he hates, why do the wicked think so? Why does God allow them to do so? And what is the ultimate end of the wicked? Question 2, in verse 8, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullest of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. What does it mean? Last question in verse 10. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. What does it mean? This psalm is written by David, given to the chief musician in order to worship God. Verses 1 to 4 regard the wicked person. Verses 5 to 8 regards divine characters. Verses 9 to 11 about godly people. Last verse 12, the final result of the wicked. Verses 1 to 4, the wicked person. An oracle within my heart, a spiritual burden in David's heart, concerning about the transgression of the wicked, about the iniquity of the wicked person. There is no fear of God before his eyes. Before the sight of the wicked person, he has no fear of God. Verse 2, for he flatters himself, or he justifies himself in his own eyes, when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. Until he finds out his iniquity to be hateful. Because he's not made judgment by the righteous God yet for his iniquity. In verse 6, David describes God's righteousness character, verse 6. So the righteous God does not make a judgment yet this wicked person. But the loving kind God, in verse 7, how precious is your loving kindness. God's character is loving kindness. But the loving kind God, in verse 7, waits long for his repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness. Slackness is slow or laziness, but is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Their ultimate end, their final result, is the first two, the cast down, and he's not able to rise. That's the ultimate result. Verse 3, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He had ceased to be wise and to do good, neither wisdom nor good thing to the wicked person. He devises wickedness on his bed. He meditates wicked tricks on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. So he sets himself in a bad way. He does not abhor evil, or he does love evil. Verses 5 to 8 regard divine characters. Your mercy, God's mercy. Mercy is a forgiving sin. Your mercy, O Lord, is in heaven. Here in heaven, expression of height of mercy. Mercy is too high and up to in heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Clouds is abundance. So God's faithfulness is abundant, which is to the clouds. So faithfulness, whatever God make a promise or a word, God is keeping His word, His promise. Verse 6, your righteousness is like the great mountain. The great mountain expression over strength, mountain strength. God's righteousness is strong. God's righteousness is strong. Your judgments are great deep, depths like ocean. God's judgments are deep like ocean. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. So God protects man and animal from the wicked or the wickedness. Verse 7, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Here, divine characteristic, loving kindness. Our God is love, loving kind, O God. Therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of wings. Therefore, the children of God trust in God, not in anything else. Because our God is merciful, our God is faithful, our God is righteous, our God's judgment is dear, our God protect us and animal, and our God is loving kind. Therefore, the people put their trust in God. Under the shadow of your wings, under His protection. So God's people trust in God. They are abundantly satisfied with. Those who trust in God are abundantly satisfied or abundantly content with the fullest of your house. Fullest or the fatness of your house. That kind of description we can find Isaiah chapter 25 verse 6. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of the fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. Lees, which are the residue taking wine. So if you're taking wine, the leftover things called as lees. Here, fat things are full of marrow. So fat thing. Here, fatness of your house. So the children of God is enjoy the fullness over or fatness of God's house. You give them drink from the river of your pleasure, God's pleasure. So the river, what kind of river? That's the divine pleasures. Psalm chapter 46 verse 4. There is a river. River is without dry out, you know, continually, constantly. A river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, where the children of God live, the holy place of the tabernacle of Most High. Revelation chapter 22 verse 1, also river. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So from throne of God, throne of the Lamb, the pure river continuing coming, flowing out for life. Then verses 9 to 11 regards the godly people. For with you is the fountain of life. Fountain of life to whom? To spiritually thirsty people. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. God himself is the fountain of living waters. But the Israel people forsook God. Hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. John chapter 4, verse 14. Here, fountain of water. But whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life. So the Lord Jesus Christ giving us through the Holy Spirit fountain of water, so we will never thirst. In your light we see light. His light enlightens the darkness not to do evil. John chapter 8 verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. God has the plan or direction for our life. So if we follow the Lord, we can work in the light, not in the darkness. Verse 10. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know. So how do we know God? We should diligently search scriptures, because God describes what he is in the scriptures. Like the Christians at Berea, book of Acts chapter 70 verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. The disciple Paul said, Berea Christian is more fair-minded than Thessalonica Christians, in that they received the word with all readiness, which meaning they are ready to receive the word of God taught by disciple Paul, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether this thing was so. So they are searching the scriptures daily. So those people in this verse said they receive God's loving kindness, because God's loving kindness is given to those who know you, or those who search the scriptures. Your righteousness to the upright in heart. So God's righteousness is given to the upright, those who are right up to God, or those who put God first, or those who have a right relationship with God first, or a vertical relationship first. If you have a vertical relationship first, so God give you his righteousness to those people. Verse 11, let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. Protect us from the evil, that we may not cause pain. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, and Jabez, meaning pain, called on God of Israel, saying, simply prayed to God, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Unless you have, you could not give. So first time is Jabez asked, bless me indeed, truly. Enlarge my territory as God wants to give. Enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me. So God is with me always. God is present with me. And that you would keep me from evil, from fleshy Satan, from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. So exactly the same way here. Let not the foot of pride come against me. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. Keep us from evil. Verse 12, the ultimate final result of the wicked. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down, or they have been forsaken and are not able to rise. Final result of the wicked. Let's see three questions. Number one in verse 2. For he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. This meaning, for he, the wicked person, justifies himself in his own eyes until he finds out his iniquity or his sin, trespass, to be hateful. So, why do the wicked think so? Because the righteous God does not make judgment yet. That's why. Why does God allow them to do so? Because our God is loving kind. God is waiting patiently for him to repent his sin and to go back to God. And what is the ultimate end of the wicked? That's the verse 12, ultimate end. They have been cast down, forsaken, and are not able to rise. Question 2 in verse 8. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. What does it mean? So they meaning those who trust in God. Because our God is merciful, faithful, righteous, deep judgment, protection, and loving kindness. Loving kind. Those are abundantly content with the fullness of God's house. God's house, God's people, love, joy, peace. So they enjoyed it. They satisfied, content with those things. God gave them, the godly people, those who trust in God, drink from the river of your pleasure. They are able to drink the river of God's pleasures. Joy, peace, love, grace, mercy. Question 3 in verse 10. Or continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart. What does it mean? So this is David is praying. God's loving kindness is given to those who know God. That's practically those who search the scripture diligently and daily, like a Berea Christian. Your righteousness is given to the upright in heart. The upright, those who right up toward God in heart, or put God first in a right vertical relationship with God, those people may receive God's righteousness. Let's just sing song all together from bulletin. Last song, page 2, number 3.